People 85 years of age and older can now make an appointment with a local pharmacy to get their first COVID-19 vaccine shot on or after March 24th, says Corner Drugstore pharmacist owner Charles Beaver. Although a provincial press release mentioned the date, March 17th, as the start of vaccinations for the 85 and over cohort, Beaver says pharmacies in Zone 1 are due to receive shipments of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine on March 23rd. In just a moment, we'll bring you a conversation with Charles Beaver about the vaccine rollout in Sackville. In a news conference on Friday afternoon, Chief Medical Officer of Health Jennifer Russell and Health Minister Dorothy Shepherd announced plans for additional groups that would be receiving vaccinations before March is out. Those include people age 75 and up, first responders, people with complex medical conditions, and workers who regularly travel across the border. When asked if other regular border crossers, such as people with cross-border child custody or senior care arrangements, would be included in this group, Shepherd couldn't give a clear yes, but neither would she rule it out.
I think that as we progress and as the number of vaccinations go up, we can kind of presume that restrictions will start to come down. So I think that for now we have priorities based on urgencies, and we'll be progressing. I'm not saying no, especially when it comes to the custody arrangements, but I think that we'll have to continue to stay updated on those things, and parents inquiring should inquire before doing traveling.
Cross-border commuters, truckers, and rotational workers can expect to be eligible to register for a vaccine by the week after next, said Shepherd. The provincial plan says that in April and May, people 60 and over will become eligible for vaccination, as well as people living and working in communal settings. Extramural patients and home care workers will also become eligible, and large employers will start to host vaccination clinics. In June, everyone 16 and over gets added to the eligibility list, and presumably we prepare to do it all over again with a second shot. Corner Drug has set up an online pre-registration system where people can put their contact, demographic, and health information and then be contacted by the pharmacy once they are eligible to receive the vaccine. As a healthcare worker who will be administering the vaccine to large numbers of people, pharmacist owner Charles Beaver got the shot on Friday morning. I started off our conversation asking him how it went.
Oh, it was incredible. There was a real energy in the room, a lot of optimism. The vaccination itself was, I almost didn't even notice it, to be honest. I was just chatting away.
That's great. And no sore arms or anything yet?
No, I was instructed, as we always do, to, just keep the muscle nice and relaxed while receiving the vaccination. And then, gently moving it around afterwards helps avoid stiffness and whatnot.
And do you know which of the vaccines that we have in New Brunswick that you received?
Yes, I received the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. And the rollout for the 85-year-olds is in the Zone 1 area. So our Moncton area is Pfizer-BioNTech mostly, and the rest of the province, I believe, is mostly Moderna.
Okay. And I guess, are they doing that? Because this is a question I've often had about the vaccines, the double shot. If you need a second dose, do you need the specific second dose of the exact same vaccine you had as a first dose?
That's a great question. The direction is absolutely to receive the same brand for your second dose as you did for the first dose. No one ever knows the future. There is no reason to think we won't have supply when that happens. And that's recommended to be booked 14 weeks after the first one now, and given a maximum of 16 weeks after the first dose. But if all else fails, we would use another mRNA technology vaccine in place of the Pfizer if, for some unforeseen reason, it couldn't be gotten.
Okay. And of course, it's all part of the whole vaccination system, that everything is very well tracked, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
And we noticed that with the flu vaccine this year, when there was some adverse effects, they immediately knew like who had what batch of which vaccine and were able to alert those people, kind of thing, if there was any issues.
Exactly. Yeah. So far, there's been no issues with the Pfizer BioNTech or the Moderna. AstraZeneca had some coincidental issues. So they isolated one batch that was made in Europe. None of that's coming to Canada anyway. But you're absolutely right. We track a lot, expiry date, everything, even right down to the time the dose was given and you know, which shoulder it was put in and, you know, who did it and all that, so that we can go back later if ever there were an issue.
So I guess the big news that we have to talk about is that we're going to, in New Brunswick, start vaccinating people 85 years and older.
Yes.
And that's why you were in line this morning to get yours, because you will be doing some of that work, right?
I absolutely will. Myself and three other pharmacists certified to give injections will be providing vaccinations for COVID vaccine starting on actually March 24th. The press release talked about the 17th of March. That was the first shipping date in the province. Nobody in Zone 1 is receiving vaccine until the 23rd. No pharmacies, I should say, are receiving vaccine until the 23rd of March. And we don't know what time of day that might come. So our first bookings are now going to happen on the 24th of March here in Sackville.
How will it work in terms of how people sort of get in the lineup for that on starting March 24th?
Fabulous question. There are many ways to do it. The good old telephone, it works. You know, I did speak with my colleague at Jean Coutu yesterday, and they're also receiving vaccine same time as we are. Because of the relatively small number of people over 85 years of age, the telephone is going to work just fine this coming week. However, we know that as the age groups get younger, there's going to be far more patients looking for the service. So, you know, using technology tools is going to be critical for us to be able to manage the number of vaccinations that people are going to be requesting. So we have available on our website, thecornerdrugstore.ca, and on our Facebook, a link where any patient now can put their information in, including their demographic, age, any health conditions. And as soon as those people qualify, then we'll be able to very quickly contact and book their appointments as soon as we are able to do that for every age group. 18 years and older, the vaccine that we have is for 18 years and older.
Oh, it's 18 and older, not 16 and older then, yeah.
Okay. Well, it depends on which one you're receiving. The Moderna vaccine is licensed for 16 and over, and I suspect once we get into those demographics that they'll be providing us with that vaccine suitable for, you know, 16 and up, because we'll want, you know, high school students and others to receive it as much as possible as well.
Right. So that's great. So people, you know, people who are 85 and older can call, you know, yourself or also Jean Coutu directly to book a time starting March 24th. And then you're saying there's like a registration, like a pre-registration live now, so that anyone else interested in getting a vaccine eventually can put in their info and then they'll be contacted.
Absolutely. It's live now. Actually, it just went up this morning and I'm looking at it. You know, they just, once they go on either the Facebook page, the Corner Drug Store or thecornerdrugstore.ca, the first thing you'll see is COVID-19 vaccine and a link. And that information is stored securely so the pharmacy can access it. And contact folks to book their appointment as soon as we are able. We anticipate very quickly moving to the 80 and up demographic, perhaps even as soon as the week following, that would be the last week of March, and so on. And as quantities increase, I suspect we'll be, seeing hundreds every week. So we're preparing for that now.
Yeah. You're going to have your work cut out for you eventually.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're so fortunate. We have four certified injecting pharmacists who have plenty of experience giving vaccinations. The last season's flu vaccine demand was far greater than past years. And we're fortunate that, we have a great team of people and support staff. And maybe there'll be some volunteers, too, later on when the weather's better and we can perhaps work outside. We can do something on a larger scale. For now, seniors who or anyone who has a mobility issue, we're asking them to call in anyway. And, we plan on making special arrangements to have folks, pull up close to our York Street entrance. And I'll have the vaccination given right in the car, hopefully on the passenger side.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. Yeah.
Well, it's been a concern for many. It's like, oh dear, my sister's 93, I'm 81. I don't know if I can get her in, and all the way to the back of the store. And so that's something that some really innovative pharmacists were doing with the flu vaccine when it first arrived and the weather was half decent. We're not allowed to take the vaccine, great distances, but we can certainly come out curbside and provide the vaccination there. And it's a safe environment, that way we won't have crowds of people all clustering together. Folks will have to have somebody else with them driving, responsible adult to contact the injector if there is a reaction or anything. We ask people to wait 15 minutes before leaving and as a minimum, and we're there to help in the very rare instance of allergic reaction.
About how many people do you expect to be in this first group, 85 and over?
According to public health information, in the greater Sackville area, there are 180 in that demographic. We expect, probably upwards of 100 to come seeking the vaccination. And we'll be ready for them.
All right. Charles, you mentioned that there was four people trained to give the injections. Is that at the corner drugstore or is that in Sackville in general?
That's at the corner drugstore.
Right. Okay. Wow. That's great. So we're well positioned, I guess.
Oh, yes. I've already had one registered nurse volunteer to come and assist. There's so many people that, have been waiting so long to see some progress in helping, turn the tide in this pandemic. And, it's wonderful to see, folks put up their hand and say, how can I help,
Anything else that people should know about the process coming forward?
Well, I think so far the only barriers we've really encountered are people with the mobility issues. There are perhaps folks out there that aren't, calling because maybe they're reluctant to receive the vaccine. These are brand new technologies. I've been working in healthcare for well over 30 years. I'm a voracious reader and, you know, care very much about safety of our patients and obviously my family and myself. I've already received the vaccine. It's safe and effective. And I encourage anybody who has some concerns to, you know, look for information. And never in just one source, because there are perhaps some things out there on the internet and perhaps in other places that are, you know, just, you know, not exactly, how do you say it properly, that are accurate. That are not well-meaning. Yeah, they're definitely inaccurate, but there's some definitely negatively intentioned, people out on the internet that are saying COVID's a hoax and it's not real and vaccines are going to let Microsoft control your mind or something. You know, there's a lot of misinformation. So, you know, trust our advisors, our chief medical officers of health, your own physician perhaps, or, you know, but anyway, there's lots of good information out there, and actually tens of millions, probably approaching hundreds of millions now, have already received the Pfizer BioNTech, and the safety record is incredible. This is something that's going to make a huge difference for everyone.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today, Charles. Can we give you a call back if we have any more vaccine questions?
Absolutely. Looking forward to answering any questions that I can. And everybody who wants to receive the vaccination, our goal at Corner Drug Store is that every community member who wants the vaccination, who's 18 years of age and older, will receive at least one dose by the end of June. It's going to be a lot of hard work and a lot of people pulling together to make it happen. And I know we can make it happen.
All right. Thanks so much.
Well, my pleasure.
That was Corner Drugstore pharmacist and owner Charles Beaver. If you are 85 or over, you or someone on your behalf can contact one of Sackville's two pharmacies for a COVID-19 vaccination appointment. Contact the John Coutu Pharmacy at 536-0230 and the Corner Drugstore at 536-2255, or go to their website.